Mystery Owl.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
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 You'd give her that flower, would you?
Come on and party,
wow, man, freak out!
What's up, guys?
Come on and party. We're here for another Marion County Knockout Boys podcast.
Maybe I am insane. Maybe I am insane.
Yeah,
maybe
Jimmy.
It's time for you to find out how insane I am. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy.
Mysterious Jimmy running that board.
Welcome, welcome to the house that's in a tree.
We're your hosts, Zach, over here on the microphone. Andy O.
Yeah.
On that other microphone.
Yeah, I'm here. Good to be back. Good to see you all.
You guys look good.
Great.
Town's popping tonight.
Well, yeah, it is. Live band.
Lots going on. This town's got a scene happening, man, on the weekends during the summers. It's something special.
Yeah, it is.
Little stage happening down there.
Little big town. Getting too big for its britches.
Yeah, it's like the Reno of Oregon.
Mm-hmm. How many cops they got in this town now?
At least 17.
Wow, that's a lot more than when we were in high school.
Plus or minus 7 or 10. probably minus about, 13.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with many of them either, and that's probably a good thing.
That's a great thing.
Because I used to know most of them when I was out causing trouble.
Yeah. That is true. We did. I mean, I didn't know them, personally, but I knew what they looked like.
You know, we've had a lot of good ones come through.
Yeah,
we've had some bad ones too.
Yeah,
and don't you dare start. Don't even think I'm doing some political nothing hullabaloo. I don't do that.
No,
I'm just saying. There's been. You can look it up. I don't know. Whatever.
Maybe we should be the long arm of the law in this town.
One of these days.
Run
one of these
mayor.
Days, we'll try and get some of them on here. I wouldn't mind having Bob on.
I don't know. He's retired. He has to be. What's the other one's name? I forget. McGee or Magoo or something.
Oh, McGee. Yeah.
Mr. Magoo.
Yeah, I guess.
Did you ever used to watch that cartoon as a kid?
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah. And what was the dog? Wonder Dog or?
Yeah, Wonder Dog. Dog was there. I watched the Flintstones. I mean, I guess we all watched cartoons that
Jetsons.
Were before our times. Absolutely. Hanna-Barbera. Shout out.
You know what I watched today with Vivian?
What?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
All right. How'd that go?
It was, I don't know. I mean, it's not a bad movie, but I was like, I can't believe my parents let me watch this.
It's kind of dark, right?
Yeah.
No, Disneyland's, I think Disney's kind of pulling back on a lot of that movie.
Yeah.
Jessica Rabbit was just too hot.
Yeah. Yeah, and just the things they say, too. There's a lot of cussing in it.
Yeah.
What? They're not, bad words, but they're, damn it, and...
Last night, I watched Benchwarmers with Landon.
Did he like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was just...
You
can't make movies like those movies these days.
Isn't that Rob Schneider?
And
the guy that played...
David Spade.
Napoleon.
Yeah, John Heder.
Yeah. Classic. That was their baseball guy, right? Baseball team?
Yeah, but they just kept getting called retards the whole time. But it was like, I haven't heard that word in a while.
Yeah.
Nobody calls anybody that.
No, I haven't heard somebody been called that in a while, that's for sure. Man, I haven't seen that movie in a really long time.
I don't. It's not even that old.
Yeah, it's I not. Don't think. 2000s.
But this is we're old.
Yeah.
So we say stuff like this all. Oh, it's not that old. It just came out.
Yeah. 2008.
A few minutes ago, before we started, I was just talking about Verlander like he was ancient.
He's and
you pointed out, you're like, yeah, he's probably younger than us. Yeah. Like, God, dude.
Yeah.
He definitely is.
I don't know. I mean, I guess the oldest, probably Tom Brady. He's in his 40s.
Tom Brady is he's no young buck. No. That's for sure.
But, you know, he's only a couple years older than us.
He's not that old.
And he's been in football forever.
Forever. At an elite level.
Yeah. It's pretty nuts.
The entire time.
Pretty crazy.
And he just keeps kicking.
Who do you think the favorite is this year to win the Super Bowl? I was just looking this
NFL.
Up.
NFL. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I know what it is. I just looked it up.
I don't know what it is. So I bet Green Bay might be. They're not. No?
No.
Rodgers has nothing to do with anything mm-hmm. like that. All right.
I mean, they were like in the top 10. But far as betting goes, like the odds.
That's how we should be framing it.
Yeah. The odds of winning the Super Bowl this year.
Why don't you? Who?
I think it was LA because they won it last year.
Yeah, sure.
And then Tampa Bay.
Cause
was there. Cincinnati was like 4.
Really? Okay.
And I can't remember who number 3 was. It might have been the Chiefs, but I think the Chiefs fell off. Some people are saying the Chiefs might not even make the playoffs this year.
Really?
Which is insane to me.
Man, this doesn't matter. Yeah. None of this talk matters.
No. I just was like, man, I miss football.
But I get so invested in that sport every year. And the second, the day after the Super Bowl, it seems to just escape my mind. I have no idea what's happening.
Well,
I don't follow it that closely in the off season. I couldn't tell you who went where.
When do we do our fantasy draft? Isn't that September?
It's usually August.
August, end of August.
Well, Labor Day is pretty much the last chance to dance trance.
I'm excited for football this year for some reason. Dude, I was like flipping the channels and I just couldn't find any sports on today. There was like lacrosse. Maryland against Princeton. They were number 1 and number 2 in the country.
You're not getting into any USFL?
No. I mean, what channel is it even on? I don't even know.
Fox. When it debuted, it was on mainstream Fox. I think it's on like FS1 a lot now and stuff like that.
And it seems like
it's on every weekend.
All golf right now is on. It's on ESPN Plus, and I'm not buying that crap.
Mm. No, I don't see a lot of golf. They had they had a tournament last weekend on TV, but I couldn't tell you what it was. I don't follow golf very closely, anyways.
I think it was the PGA Championship.
About frisbee golf, they don't show. They just don't.
How did your old man like that the Masters?
Oh my God!
Was it fun?
He loved it.
Really?
Yeah, my old man went to the disc golf Masters in Santa Cruz, California, and I would rather have him tell the story, but he's just a busy man these days. Yeah. So I don't know. So they went and had the time of their life. Masters scene.
So is it a 4-day tournament?
Just like you would think it would be. I don't think it is. I think it might have been 1 or 2 at the most.
You think it would at least have to be 2. And then is there a cut, like a cut line like they do?
I don't know. I don't know anything
really?
About it.
Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday? Like,
I would assume so.
You'd make the cut?
And they made a big trip out of it, too. So he's 2 years into retirement.
Yeah.
Old Papa Putt-Putt, man. Yeah, he went down there with a bunch of buddies. Anybody he could fit in his car.
Oh, they drove?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
They drove down there, did that for however long, 1 or 2 or 3 days, I'm not even sure, had the time of their life, and then played a bunch of disc golf all over the area. Santa Cruz, there's a whole bunch of them around there. Playing with pros.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, getting tips and tricks. Playing good courses. They played the course. That the tournament was held at, too.
Did he say it was really hard? I'm assuming it would be.
I don't know. He's really playing a lot of disc golf these days.
Well, good for him. Get out walking around.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of that sport. Anybody can do it.
I need to go do that with your dad. Because I don't live far away from him at all.
Nope.
And I know he's got extra discs because I don't have anything.
And you're surrounded by courses.
Yeah. I should do that with him.
I would like to play more, too.
Take a 6-pack of beers, go walk around.
Absolutely.
I've only played a couple times in my life, so.
Oh, it doesn't take long to get good, I think.
So there's driver. There's like wedges. Or is it just driver?
You got your drivers and you have your approaches and you have your putters and there's putter approaches combined and there's some different discs like hyzer and hookshot.
It's just all weight pretty much, right?
There's hundreds of discs to choose from for the right scenario. Oh, yeah.
They have hook shots and like fades and stuff like that disc?
Huh. Yep. It's the cut on the edge of the disc, different weights.
I would have figured it was just the way you threw it.
You play a heavier weight when you're throwing into the wind.
Do you wrist flip like this or do you throw it like a regular frisbee?
Either way. Huh. I've been playing primarily backhand for the last couple of years and
We should do it. We should try.
That's how the guys who huck it, the guys who throw it like 400 feet, they usually throw backhand.
Like a regular frisbee.
Yep. But for some reason, like a long time ago, beginners tend to get more distance with a kind of like the sidearm style.
Huh.
But that's not necessarily, you trade that for control. Like you can learn how to control that throw too and use it to your benefit in the right scenario.
Has your dad ever had a hole in one?
Yeah, he has.
Nice.
Down in Sublimity.
His home course.
Oh yeah. Special moment.
Does he get into it? Like is he did take it really serious?
Yeah.
Yells at himself when he has a bad shot and
he has a good time no matter what, but he's always trying to be the best that he can be.
That's funny.
For sure. It's a good sport, man.
Yeah.
You know, with
I wonder who invented it.
With golf, it costs a lot of money to be a golfer these days.
Shit, yeah.
It always has, but you know what I mean?
It's insane. Just golf balls alone are crazy, man.
Oh, you know what costs a lot of money? Baseballs cost a lot of money.
They do.
Crazy.
They do.
But
everything, I guess, everything's costing a lot of money right now.
That's true.
Yeah, I went grocery shopping today, and I was like, man, I only have a few things on my list. I didn't get out of there. It was like $78. I'm like, God damn it. I only had like 2.5 grocery bags. I'm like, this is crazy right now.
Yep. Hey, shout out to everybody around the world listening right now, because we don't take that for granted, and we see you. I'm looking at you. So thank you over there in Germany. Thank you down in South America. I don't know who you are and how you found us, but
no kidding.
You keep coming back, and it's just this miracle of a thing that blows my mind. So shout out.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You can go ahead and email us, too, if you want
Please
to.
Please do.
mckob@yahoo.com.
Correct. And if you send us a video or a recorded message, or handwritten for that matter, or typed, you know what I mean, we're probably going to put it up on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you know. I want to make sure y'all understand that.
Yeah, like any good, anything, really. We'll post it on our social media. If you got good pictures or whatever you want, man. We're here for you.
We are.
You make it happen. That's why we're here. And we like it. It's a good time. It's fun. It's something
Absolutely.
To do.
Absolutely.
So you went and saw a movie today.
So, we went and saw...
Give us your review without doing spoiler alerts.
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, we went and saw the Doctor Strange movie. It was called something about the multiverse.
Is there any
other... I don't even know what it was called.
Is there other Avengers in it?
Yeah. In fact, there was all kinds of different characters in it.
Really?
Not like as crazy as that last Spider-Man movie that brought in, you know, people from all over the place.
Yeah.
But, it was kind of cool like that, you know? I just, you know how I feel about this whole situation? I don't really care for, like, this multiverse thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's plenty of stories to be told in our own universe.
So yeah.
I almost feel like it's a cop-out when we start getting into this multiverse. But, with that being said, pleasantly surprised. Wasn't too, like, nerdy, multiverse-y, whatever have you. But, you know, I don't know. You see so many Marvel movies, and it's just like, okay, they're all just telling the same story. Earth.
Yeah, at this point.
Saving the universe.
What could they do, honestly? Like, come up with a villain from Earth? I don't know how you would do that.
Just keep plugging in new villains for Spider-Man to fight or something like that.
I don't know how
what are they going to do?
You got to bring somebody from outer space.
Yep.
That's the only way to do it.
Or a crazy dimension of a crazy alternate reality of our own universe. One thing I Elon did like Musk.
This aliens.
Is not, this is not a spoiler alert. I don't think it is, but it did was presented in the movie, and I was like, "Damn, that's cool." So he was saying that your dreams are just a vision into yourself on a multiversal level.
Whoa, deep.
So your dreams are you seeing a you from another universe, another multiverse, I should say.
Why am I always running slow doing from shit then?
So somewhere out there, I got universe. This. I got this version of myself, this Zach, in some other multiverse that goes on like Wheel of Fortune quite often. I have a lot of those. And that drives down the road.
Can dunk a basketball. Yeah, runs really slow trippy. When shit's chasing him.
Yep. Can't swing a bat at his enemies in like some crazy fight in a dream. Nope. Those are the worst. Those are and the then worst. Maybe like my teeth. I got some poor Zach out in that multiverse where his teeth start spinning around and you can't get them straight. You ever have that?
No, not at all.
Good
not
for you. All. That's a nightmare right there.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. I feel like I know I dream every night, but if I don't like, if it's not a dream that's like pretty crazy, I don't remember them like by the time I get out of a shower. But if it's a good one, I'll remember them. Do you ever like wake up from a dream and go, man, that's crazy, and then go back to sleep and it's like you pick up where you left off type of deal?
Yeah, and it's never quite as good.
Never quite the same.
Because then I think at that point I'm expecting to take control of the dream and then I don't.
Yeah.
And then dreams that's are frustrating.
Nuts. Just the whole concept of it's pretty crazy. Your brain does that to you.
I don't know.
Pretty crazy.
What's it all about? So, I don't know. But it was pretty good. Yeah. All in all, not too bad.
You said it was pretty long, though? Or it didn't feel long?
I guess it was.
Because they say the new, I'm just thought of Batman because of the poster behind you, but they say the new one's like 3 hours, and that's the only reason why I haven't watched it.
Oh, you haven't watched that?
Uh-uh.
I don't think it was 3 hours, man.
Really?
This is stuff we can find out on the internet for sure.
Because on the ACS show, they were talking, it was like 2 hours and 47 minutes or something.
We watched
like a hell of a
investment. We watched that the other night. It was probably like a little under 2 hours.
No way.
Yeah, no it's way. Not that long.
Let me look that up.
Jimmy.
That's crazy.
If you find out, let
did
me know.
Did you like it, the new Batman? I heard it was kind of...
I didn't hate it.
It's kind of dark, or he's like a kind of a badass in that one, or...
Well, it's that Robert Pattinson guy.
It's, yeah.
So he's the freaking vampire guy anyways.
Is that the guy from... What's that? The one that all the kids back in like...
Eclipse or something?
Yeah,
or,
exactly. He's the werewolf, or not the werewolf guy.
He's the vampire guy.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, so he wasn't that bad of a Batman. I didn't mind him that much. He wasn't, like, all that badass because he's a shiny vampire. You know what I mean? So it was hard getting over that part of it. But, you know, all in all, like, the bad guys were cool. So the bad guys, one of the bad guys...
2 hours and 56 minutes.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
So I told you it was 3 hours.
I didn't even know.
That's a long movie.
We must have put it on one night and probably ended up going to bed at 11 o'clock. I have no idea what happened.
Like, when it's a movie that long, I have a hard time. Because, like, I always have to get up, take a pee, or do something. And then it takes me, like, 5 hours to watch a three-hour movie. Because I'm always pausing it or doing something real quick.
Yeah. Well, that movie has the Penguin in it.
Oh,
and
really?
He's this big old bald dude.
And the Riddler, like, right?
Is it the Riddler in that one? The Riddler, yeah. I forgot about the Riddler.
No Jim Carrey Riddler.
Not Jim Carrey, nope. But the Penguin guy, I was like, who is this actor? I looked it up, and it's Colin Farrell. And he had, like, hours of makeup
really?
On him. Yeah, they put him in a fat suit. And
you can't tell it's him?
No, not at all.
Really?
Couldn't tell it was, like, aesthetic makeup either. So that was pretty cool, I guess.
And I heard that it's, like dark, too. Like, every scene's, like, just, like, lighting.
That's the way I like it, though.
Every scene
seemed
like
Batman.
Dark.
I like my Batman dark.
Like, it was always nighttime. It seemed, that's what I heard. Yeah, like, all the scenes were just dark as far as lighting goes. It's not something you can watch during the day. You got to watch it at night.
Ooh.
In the dark.
Sure.
For the dark. So there's nothing worse than a movie that's dark and it's light out and you can't see the movie very well.
And then
nothing worse than that.
You just don't get in the mindset.
Yeah, it just kind of ruins it. I'm like, I don't.
Rest in peace to Ray Liotta, man.
Yeah. Chantix.
Who knew?
Yeah. I knew. I heard about it.
I didn't. Until like yesterday.
70 or 67 years old, filming a movie over in England or some shit, just passed away in his sleep.
Chantix overdose.
It's the way to go, but.
Dude,
pretty,
I watched.
Pretty crazy.
In the last 2 weeks, well, I watched Field of Dreams on the plane ride.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago. And then I watched Goodfellas last weekend. One morning, woke up, it was on TV. I love Goodfellas.
Mm-hmm.
I always watch it, usually in like spurts, too. Yeah. I never catch it from the beginning to the end.
It's one of the best gangster movies out there.
It's badass, is what it is.
I know. There's the purists that say Godfather's, you know, the holy grail. No, but
well,
Casino's good. Goodfellas things. Good.
Everything's good, yeah. But I really enjoy Goodfellas personally.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And a lot of that obviously has to do with Ray Liotta mm-hmm. being Ray Liotta.
Funny how. Why amuse you? Are you going to barbecue this weekend? Are you going to do anything or what?
I got some German sausages out of the freezer today.
O-Fest?
Nope. But they're from Vogt's. Nice. You know they don't do the O-Fest ones anymore?
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
Yeah, so
Somebody else does them now, right?
I went down to the local Five and Dime looking for some O-Fest sausages because they're the best. The ones with little gold sticker on them?
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't there in the meat department. I said, where are they? I went and found my trusted meat professional, a.k.a. butcher, in the meat section. I said, where are the O-Fest sausages? He said, can you believe it? They don't make them anymore.
Why? Somebody had to die in the family, right?
I asked the same question. That's exactly what he told me.
Yeah, somebody.
So they were making them across the street over at Bruce Pack over here, right? You know, in our local thriving small town, our industrial town, where we make sausages and grass seed, pretty much.
I think they also make the Taco Bell meat over there, too.
It probably smells like it. The old lady died, and rather than selling off the recipe, they're going to zip their mouths closed and keep it a family secret.
How stupid is that?
The butcher was like, what I wouldn't pay to get that recipe.
Yeah, no
kidding. I was like, this is like SpongeBob all of a sudden. We should get that recipe.
Can't be anything crazy.
Yeah. It's just sausage, man. But this Vogt stuff, you know, you can get German sausage at any butcher. Yeah. So yeah. That's what we're going to do, man.
Cool. Well, let's take a quick little break, and we'll be right back, bud.
I've been in this game for years. It made me an animal. It's rules to this shit. I wrote me a manual, a step-by-step booklet for you to get your game on track, not your wig pushed back. Rule number uno, never let no one know how much dough you hold, cause you know that try to breed jealousy, especially if that man fucked up. Get your ass stuck up. Number two, never let them know your next move. Don't you know bad boys move in silence and violence? Take it from your highness.
I
done squeezed mad clips at these cats for they bricks and chips. Number three, never trust nobody. Your mom's set that ass up, properly gassed up. Hoodie the mask up. For that fast buck, she be laying in the bushes to light that ass up. Number four, know you heard this before. Never get high on your own supply. Number five, never sell no crack where you rest.
Welcome back, everybody.
They want an ounce, tell them bounce.
How's
number
going?
Six, that goddamn credit, get it. You think a crackhead pen
good little
back,
break there.
Get it.
Seven, this room is so underrated. There,
keep your family and business no harp. Completely
harpless. Separated.
Losers. Blood don't mix how like how dare they do no that?
Takes a lot of nerves.
Sacrilegious, man. Old John Papa would be pissed.
Yeah.
I think his name's John Papa, right?
Yeah, Popper.
Popper. Hey, if you could have one animal, like speak English, what animal would you pick?
Oh, one animal out of the whole animal nation?
Whole kingdom.
Well,
there's an obvious answer, right?
Is it the lion?
No, dude. It's a dog. Yeah, dog.
I don't know if I want to hear what the dog's saying. Probably dumb.
I bet they are. I bet they're really dumb.
Probably,
but you never know.
Probably be kind of entertaining to hear a cat talk.
Maybe it's like Brian.
Assholes.
Brian off of Family Guy.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe he's
funny. None of the dogs I've owned
are like Brian.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't.
You never know, man.
Hard Dog would be. Who knows what the hell goes through that one's mind?
I can't figure him out. He's got a lot to say, though. Especially when he gets in the truck.
Yeah.
Man, I could hear you from blocks away when you were coming and when you were going the other day.
Oh, yeah.
So excited.
Yeah, he does that. It's funny when we leave our neighborhood. He just lets everybody know. Nobody's home. Come on in. Break in if you want. There's
he did good at the pep parade.
Yeah.
I think he liked it. He was with his people.
With his peers. Yeah, he does good in a crowd.
If you could have a dinner party and you can invite any four people.
Dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
Jesus.
Yeah, obviously.
Ray Liotta.
I guess so.
Elon Musk would be a good one, but he'd probably make you feel really stupid.
Yeah, you know, you get to hear him enough these days. I don't know if there's anything I really am trying to get out of him.
Yeah. Would be good. Like, somebody with a bunch of stories. Like, a good comic. One of the old school comics would be good.
Somebody fun. Yeah. Bert Kreischer.
Yeah. The Machine. Fine.
He's not
Machine
old, but you've heard all his stories, too.
Yeah.
I think, you know, George W. would probably be pretty cool, too. Yeah. I heard somebody was trying to kill him, like, in a plot.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
And this is lately.
Why?
I don't know. Like ISIS. ISIS was. That's what it was.
Really?
I get that.
I've seen Russia, like, banned a bunch of people. Like, Morgan Freeman was one of them. There was somebody that was dead already. Like, what do you think in Russia? Like,
what do they want to do?
They just banned them from ever coming to their country. Morgan Freeman's one of them. I think George Bush is one of them. There was somebody that was dead that just died recently, like within a year or two. Huh. But it's pretty funny. It was like, what are you doing in Russia?
Blacklisted. Yeah.
Weird, Morgan Freeman, that was a weird one to me.
He doesn't deserve that.
No.
I just don't think he deserves that. A group of porcupines is called a prickle.
Is that a fact?
It's a fact.
According to Google?
Yeah. Huh.
I would have never guessed that.
I wouldn't have either. Years.
Prickles,
I would
just
call them a...
Look at that prickle over there.
A group of porcupines.
Yeah, okay. That's
what a horde? That's a what pack?
That's what I would have said, too.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Disney character of all time?
Aladdin.
Really?
Yeah.
Not Babu?
Yeah, that'd be Abu, the monkey.
Abu, not Babu.
Babushka? I guess so, you know? There's a lot of good ones out there, though.
There's a lot of good ones.
I should probably put more thought to that, but that's just what came off the top of my head.
We could circle back.
I like the Incredibles, too. They're cool.
Is that Disney?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't know.
You got a trip coming up.
Simba? Or Rafiki?
Yeah, I think it's Rafiki. Good luck. Good luck on your trip.
Goofy?
Goofy.
Not a bad one.
Goof Troop.
Did you guys watch the new Chip and Dale on Disney Plus?
No, we haven't.
It's pretty good.
Is it?
It's not bad. All right,
cool, man.
Yeah. It holds up. Like, old adults could watch it. It's not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah, I think I would have Captain Hook come to my dinner, too. If we're talking, if we can do that. I didn't lay the parameters on fictional and non-fiction. But he's a trip, man. He's just grumpy.
Like, what about, like, weird. Genghis Khan?
Good Lord, no.
Man, probably murder you.
That guy gets worse and worse the more I hear about him.
Yeah, he was a tyrant, that's for sure.
I tell you what, man, like on a night at the museum, 10. He didn't seem that bad. He just seemed like
a
warrior of like an ordinary stature. But
wasn't he on Bill and Ted too?
Yeah, I think so, maybe.
Genghis Khan.
Yeah, Bill and Ted. That's a great reference.
And they had Napoleon on there.
Yeah.
Abe Lincoln.
They made everyone seem like jackasses.
I think that was the second one, right? Where they have to write a book report or some shit, and they go back in time.
I can't remember. We watched all of them. We watched that new one, too. Once again, that's one of those ones that I just don't remember what they're about.
What about the dad from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? That's Disney, right?
Yeah, true. Rick Moranis.
Canadian legend.
Yep. Just gets punched. Just gets punched out of nowhere. Him and Chris Rock, man.
Yeah.
Sad.
So, did you see somebody try to tackle Dave Chappelle?
Yeah.
What was that all about?
I think we were down there when that happened, really? Too. We were only like a half a mile away.
Yeah, apparently, like, the security guards beat the shit out of that guy.
And Chris Rock is on this show, too, yeah. Of course. So what's he going to talk about when he gets up on stage after that happens?
Can't make that up.
Good Lord. Crazy.
Are you a chocolate or a vanilla guy?
I'm chocolate, for sure.
Yeah, me too.
I like a good vanilla latte, though.
You know what the wife was saying? She's seen people are doing lemonade, like what's Country Time lemonade and yeah. vanilla ice cream.
Oh,
I was like, I don't know if that sounds good. To be honest with you,
sounds like a creamsicle.
Could be the Prego coming out in there, but
is she wanting you to do that?
And then she's like, this, she's just seeing it today. She's like, that sounds really good.
It's almost like a porch crawler.
Yeah, good Lord.
I haven't had a porch crawler in a while, but
he doesn't make them anymore.
Summertime's coming up. He would. Why doesn't he make them anymore?
I don't know. I have no idea.
What's a porch crawler?
There's Everclear in it. I do know that.
So it's a container of so you get a Gatorade bucket, 5-gallon Gatorade bucket, and you dump some ice in there. Let's say a bag of ice,
Country Time lemonade,
a whole container of Country Time lemonade, a case of beer.
Vodka, beer.
And then 2 to 3 bottles of your liquor choice, which Everclear is a pretty good standard to go with.
I think you throw
I think there's like vodka in there, too.
2 liter of 7-Up or a couple 2 liters of 7-Up or something.
Yeah.
There's something in there.
But and you know Jesus what it tastes Christ. Like when you pour it? When you pour a glass of that concoction? It tastes like nothing.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Tastes like lemonade.
That's why it's called a porch crawler.
Mm.
Yeah, those were good summer days. It's a good summer drink. Anyway, so I think you were telling me you got a story for us that I just cannot wait for.
Well, I was telling you at the break about, I realized I should just save it because.
Yeah, this is worthy of the podcast, that's for sure. I'm excited. And it's crazy to think I've known you all these years and I've never heard this story.
I'm surprised I never did.
Yeah.
So, well, we were just talking about like con games and stuff and. I had to have been, I think I was 13. So I was 13 years old. And, you know, my mom had a good friend growing up. And I remember her as well, you know, when I was young and stuff. And she would babysit me sometimes, I think. I have some memories of that. But, yeah, this guy just shows up to our house. This is 1995 or 6 or something. And, so I think he makes a phone call to my parents. Hey, I'm going to be in town. Hey, Gary. Okay. Yeah, I haven't heard from you for 20 years. Anything we could do to help, that'd be great. So he comes over to our house. He's like, hey, what have you been up to, Gary? Well, I'm a DJ in the Los Angeles Z100 station, you know, and I'm trying out. I like Portland a lot. My wife is a flight attendant for a major airline. You know, I have an interview with Z100 in Portland. It's going to take a couple days, I think, the interview process. If I could stay with you guys, that'd be great. Sure, man. And
oh, no!
That's when it all went wrong, man. The minute we said, sure, man, dude, problems. Not really. We loved it. He was hanging out with us, having dinner, telling us about all the great celebrities he meets all the time and stuff because his name was the Big Mac.
That was his name. DJ name.
When he said that, we're like, this guy is not telling, could tell no lies. This is obviously an honest,
truth.
Honest DJ who is just an amazing person. And he's like, yeah, you guys should come down. You know, this is great. If I get this job, you know, we're going to be spending a lot of time together. And we're like, that's awesome because you're awesome, Gary. Thank you. His name was Gary Farr. If you know him, I'd love to talk to him.
Piece of shit.
This guy makes Jimmy look like Santa Claus. And so he had his round of interviews. He left. we were just so smitten by him. It was amazing. And then, you know, he calls again. He's like, you know, they're giving me a second round of interviews. I'm coming back up. By this time, we've built a relationship, and we really have an affection for one another. Started calling him Uncle Gary, right? And so he comes back over to our house for a few days, and we're like, you know, it'd be really great to just, maybe we could visit you in L.A. That'd be fun. Oh, you guys should. That would be so amazing. I can get free airfare down there or discounted rates on airfare or something like that. We're like, great. That's great. You know, you guys should all bring, have the kids bring friends. That'd be fantastic. You know, and for some reason, I guess I told them where I hide all my life savings are. Apparently, I don't know how that information came about, but, and you know, what's funny about it is I was going on a trip to Washington, D.C. when I was a kid. So I had to have been like sixth grade, seventh grade, something like that. And, he gave me a phone number for a friend of his that lives in the Washington, D.C. area. He's like, give him a call, you know, he can take you out to lunch. He's a good friend of mine. I'm like, great, that's great. And anyway, so life was just great. I was going on a trip. I wasn't going to call his friend. I didn't have time for that. I'm on a school trip, you know. And then this trip later in the summer, go down to L.A. He said Hanson was going to be in the studio. We can meet him.
Mm-bop.
I'm like, dude, hook it up. Yeah. You know, that's fire.
They were huge back then, too.
Huge. Not like idols, but dude, you know, Hanson.
Yeah.
Like I would have one of them at my dinner party. They're one of my four. I'd have Aladdin.
All three of them.
And Zach Hanson. Sure. And whoever else I said. So anyways, you know, I go on my trip to Washington, D.C. Things are happening, and I invite a friend. My sister invites a friend to go to L.A. My parents pay him a bunch of money, I guess, apparently, for something, right? And then, so I get back, and my parents got a letter from him that said, Kasolic family, I've been dealt a bad hand of cards in life. You know, none of this is going to work out, and you will not get your money back. You're all good people, but I must go on my way. And I mean,
mother,
for some reason, I don't know what I can't remember the exact details, but it was a lot of money. And I went to my savings area, this little like liquor can or some shit that I hid by a plant. I don't know how I figured it out. I must have told him. I'm not really sure.
Or saw you put money in there.
My life savings as a 13-year-old kid, you know, it was like $400 gone, just gone.
What a crappy man.
Doesn't that suck? So I just remember, you know, my parents got this letter. You know, they called. So all of a sudden, then they call my mom's old friend, who for some reason we never contacted during all this, like, staying when he was with us. And she's like, oh, gosh. Yeah, I wish you would have called me 2 weeks ago. He's not good. Like, whoa. And I was like, he gave me this number for this guy in Washington, D.C. Called him. My dad called him. He's like, I'm going to fucking kill you. Who are you? And he was like, yeah, he's not good. All the signs were there. Isn't that something? He played his cards like, you could get me.
But you didn't.
But you trust me.
Yeah, you trust
me. So you're never going to get me. That's golly. What he was good at.
That's crazy.
Just the most likable guy in the goddamn world. So I remember getting loaded up in the Jetta, the family car, and we went to his parents' house trying to find him right away. And my dad gave me the cell phone with 911 dialed. He's like, I'm going in. I'm going to cut his balls off. And if you hear any screaming or any loud gunshots or anything like that of the sorts, push call. I was like, whoa.
Crazy.
We never found the guy. We never found the motherfucker.
That's insane. He just skipped out of it.
His name's Gary Farr, man.
If that's his real name.
And here we are 20 years later, and I hope to God karma catches up with that dude.
It probably has.
Because he owes me $400.
I'm sure you weren't the only family he did it to.
I can't find him.
You've looked. Obviously, looked you guys all
with
have.
With my limited Googling experience. Yeah. But I gave his information to Jimmy, and I hope he can pull it up.
Jimmy probably won't, but he's no Jamie.
I bet you he could, but he'll forget. Because he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he just looked you in your eyes and was like, you got it, boss. Knowing damn well he's not going to, but pretty crazy.
Yeah, man. I don't know. There's bad people out there.
Yeah.
But that was a different time.
How do you think he found you guys?
You know, he probably had a premeditated list of people he knew he could take advantage of that were connected to him or his family. And my mom was definitely one of them that was around his sister for, you know, well into my life, too.
But how would he find your address back then?
That I don't know. Or phone number?
Yeah, any of that stuff. That's crazy.
We were in the book.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah, but that wasn't your mom's maiden name back then.
Yeah, but he would know.
Yeah.
They were... Yeah, I think it was traceable.
He figured out somehow to get you.
Something
else. He just fell for it.
He's out there. So I just want to make sure all our listeners are careful and keep on your toes. Yep. I did a girl once. She was cross-eyed. And it didn't work out.
Hell of a grouse hunter.
Yeah, but we just didn't see eye to eye.
Gotcha.
I think she was seeing somebody on the side.
Here we go. Oh, boy.
Felt good.
Pancake guy or waffle guy?
Pancake.
I'm a waffle dude.
I do like a good waffle. And I like building a waffle.
Syrup fills in the reservoir, so every bite's got syrup in it.
I almost got to get out some strawberries and whipped cream, though, and do a little Belgian style. But I like fruit on my pancakes and waffles.
Really?
Yeah.
I just like bananas. Butter and syrup. Maple syrup. It's got to be maple.
Yeah.
I guess regular stuff. Syrup's good too, but it's just really expensive. So we don't really buy it that often.
And that's not even a COVID thing.
No, that's it just always has been. just maple syrup.
You know, $7 a bottle.
Yeah. But it's good.
Yeah, it is good.
I can't eat a pancake or a waffle without syrup. Wouldn't be right. I know some people put, like, ketchup. My father-in-law does peanut butter on pancakes. That's it.
Oh, peanut butter and syrup, for sure. I like that
just,
on my waffle.
Just peanut butter.
Yeah.
Like, seems a little dry to me, but.
Peanut butter and maple syrup together.
It's a good combo.
Oh, that's a combo. But you know what else I like on my either one? Yogurt is straight up just really good, too.
On a pancake?
Yeah. I like it.
Cold yogurt, huh? Just vanilla or plain?
Whatever.
Blueberry. It could
be like berry.
Whatever.
It's a healthy.
Didn't see that one coming. I've never even heard of that.
It's not bad. Waffle gets in those crevices too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's the beauty of a waffle.
Do you own a waffle iron?
Yeah.
We don't.
We don't?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't make waffles?
No.
Wow. Even a waffle, like, we've had waffle machines that were, like, waffle panini makers.
Mm-mm.
Flip the plate in there, and you can make a sandwich.
Hmm.
Huh. And then,
should do that.
You know, you should actually just go get a waffle maker.
Yeah.
Because you can do, like, hash browns in a waffle maker, mm-hmm. too, I guess, and it's really good.
Sounds good.
Perfectly cooked.
It's just, like, pancake batter, right? There's not waffle batter. Or is it different?
No, so waffle usually has some oil in it.
Oh, like in the batter?
Mm-hmm.
Like olive oil?
Yeah, vegetable oil, olive oil. I mean, probably vegetable oil would be better, but I don't really know. I don't really know what I'm talking about.
Me neither. That's why I'm asking the question.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
Is what it is.
That's what it comes down to, is it is what it is.
Showbiz.
Popeye once said that. I am what I am.
Wise man.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I think we're just about out of time.
Yeah, Nolan's going to... some cool things to look forward to. My son's, like, been goofing around with stop motion things on his iPad and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he had this great... Because usually I'm like, that's great, cool, awesome. And they're actually... So they're really good. But he made some Lego characters for the show. And I think I signed him on a contract, which might, and he might be doing some stop motion little animated shorts for this that we can put on Instagram or something, right? They're pretty cool. But shout out, that is YouTube. You can look up Just Nolan, Justnolan. He's got some videos on there. He's just starting, but that should be pretty cool. So check that out.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And definitely don't forget what we said at the beginning of the podcast about the email, man, because we want that thing to
hit us up.
To get blown up and just shut down.
All around the world. Too many emails. We want to hear it.
We get them, but
all right,
videos,
guys.
Videos, recordings, hit us up.
Yeah, we're here.
And you know where we're at, too.
We're here for you. That's it, I guess.
So we'll see you next time. It's been fun. Love y'all. Stay safe.